Drummer and birdhouse builder Steve Hatica is here. We spoke to him a couple years back as he was just venturing into the world of being a woodworking artist in Vermont, and he's back to give us a glimpse into that world. So welcome back, Steve.
Thanks, Mary. Good to be back.
So catch us up. You're a drummer on the New England music scene, still gigging, still playing. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that, and then we'll dive into what's new in the woodworking world.
Like a lot of drummers I know, I play in four or five different bands, but this time of year I'm busy with a lot of weddings with Josh Panda. Also playing with Seth Iacovoni. I've been playing with him for going on 20 years now, so that's really fun. We just did three gigs last weekend.
All right, you're busy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then let's switch gears. And I know a few years ago you began creating things out of your workshop, which you dubbed Pleasant Ranch, which
yes.
is like your home, your garage, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And you're making things from wood. Catch us up to speed on that. What's new? What's flourishing? And what are some of the projects that you're involved in right now?
You know, the first project I ever made was a little modern birdhouse. I saw a blog post about it and thought, oh, I could probably do that with a few tools that I have. And then I put it on Etsy. Immediately it sold. And I was like, wow, okay, this could be a real thing. And then I just started making more of those. Of course, at least around Vermont, there doesn't seem to be a huge market for high-end, mid-century modern birdhouses. So I've developed sort of a kitchen line as well, a lot of bottle openers and barware and cutting boards and useful things that are quick and fun to make and that I can sell at the BCA market on Saturdays when I'm out there. And I also sell on Etsy.
Let's talk more about the mid-century modern birdhouses, which I love them. I'd totally move in. There is a show specifically at Penny Cluse, the restaurant in downtown Burlington, throughout the month of September.
I have about 15 models in there right now. You'll find a lot of Western Red Cedar, which is a great wood to use outdoors. It's very oily, and the birds don't seem to mind that, though, which is great. I'm using a little bit of plexiglass now as well. This also allows me to have like a sort of windowed room, as you'll see on a couple of the models, and A-frames. You know, I drive around Vermont playing my gigs, and you look up on the hillside, and you see these cool old mm-hmm. 50s and 60s A-frames. They're just, I love them.
I remember originally when you were first doing woodworking projects, a lot of the wood was coming from your friends who are guitar builders mm-hmm. Locally. Is that still how that's working? Are you sourcing from other places?
Yeah, I do get a lot of leftover offcuts. I'm just really lucky. I can pretty much always get material that I need right away. And I'm kind of a wood hoarder as well, so I've got a lot just hanging around my shop everywhere.
Fire insurance, I'm sure, is high.
Oh, yeah.
I understand, too, that you've got a piece at the Shelburne Museum. Talk about that.
That's right. It's part of the their Sweet Tooth exhibit, where they take an old dessert case and they've filled it with art pieces that are designed to resemble desserts. And I chose to make a maple creamy out of maple wood. Actually, Shelburne Farms maple was used in that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I turned it on the lathe, and so you can kind of see the waves of ice cream there, and it has the little dollop on the top. And
nice.
I'm pretty proud of that one. It's really awesome to be part of any museum exhibit, especially one as cool as Shelburne. I have sort of not a plain style, but a very, you know, clean line kind of style. Mm-hmm. So this was very out of the box for me, but super fun.
And you mentioned the lathe. For those of us who don't know what the heck that is,
right.
Can you tell us what sort of equipment that is and what can you do with it?
Sure. Well, a lathe is it's a rotational tool that you use to turn bowls and other round objects or legs, spindles and legs for furniture. It's a little bit more of a traditional tool, but I'm trying to find ways to bring in my modern aesthetic using the lathe, and it's just a really wonderful feeling.
I mean, what's the payoff for you, and what does it bring to you?
I guess, you know, a lot of Vermonters have to work three jobs just to make it, you know, but I'm just lucky I get to be creative in all of those different facets.
Mm-hmm. So. I'd like to hear more about that, just being a working artist and musician in Vermont, and it sounds like it's deeply meaningful and satisfying. But do you ever wake up in the morning and ask yourself, what was I thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. One challenge is that I'm sort of always on, and you hear this from a lot of small business owners and self-employed people.
You mean like taking orders or?
Sure, yeah. Just right. Always okay. Kind of in work mode. Before this, I was at 7 Days newspaper managing circulation there, which was a great job, and I loved it. And I miss all those folks terribly. I was certainly passionate about the work, and I loved doing it. But yeah, after I made that first birdhouse, there was no turning back. And then to sell that birdhouse was like, forget about it.
Thank you, Steve, for coming in again. It's great to hear your success and progress, and appreciate it.
Thanks, Mary.
That's musician and woodworker Steve Hatica. See photos of that maple creamy made from maple wood and photos of some of those mid-century modern birdhouses up through the month of September at Penny Clues Cafe in Burlington at vpl.net.